APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Good health shows. Good health and a shiny coat start with the optimum nutrition of Aviderm Natural Pet Foods. Aviderm is made with premium quality proteins and avocado, a rich source of the vitamins, fatty acids, and antioxidants your pet needs. And Aviderm has no corn and no animal byproduct meals. Aviderm is guaranteed to give your pet a softer, shinier coat in just 6 weeks. So try Aviderm Natural and see the glow for yourself. Available at your local neighborhood pet store.
Getting your child home safely.
Cap your views together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
accumulated deeply rooted waste from your colon.
Oh boy, I got a lot of that.
We're about to get
time for sluggish. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the February 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. And I have some tremendous news about a giant sale that it's not like Amini's to even have a sale like this, and it's coming up real soon, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. And if you've never been to Amini's, and I don't know why you haven't, but this would be a great week, especially toward the weekend, to make your first trip. And if you've been, then I don't have to tell you. First-class merchandise, no junk, Amini's. But first... Well, hold on. Stop. What happened there?
There's a hiccup.
What happened there?
Computer hiccup.
Can we start it over?
Sure.
No.
You gotta do that.
And then we'll talk about all that. But first... Edit all the other stuff out.
It's gone already.
The bad stuff, so they'll only hear it and it sound like we did it perfectly. Let's introduce some people to you. The guy who just edited out something you didn't even get to hear, and you have no idea there was a screw-up. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if the time has come for you to be getting a distribution from your 401k, now is a great time to explore all of your options.
See,
with
first
Mark
you
and
forgot
Jason.
To put the emphasis.
I did.
On that word.
Yes.
It's important.
That's
that
most
you do it.
Important.
And now
yes.
is the time. But
right.
You
now is the time. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan, is it possible without mentioning any names to share your good news in some way?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't care.
I just
received this information minutes ago.
Stop the music. This is big. Stop the music.
Stop the music.
I think we all know that Dan's first marriage,
my ex,
did not end well.
Didn't end well, and he has referred to her many times and not positive or glowing terms.
Daughter of Satan, I believe.
Daughter of Satan. That's the mildest, I believe.
Goat blood drinker.
Yeah,
goat blood drinker.
Yeah.
Share your news with everybody.
I just found out that she is in jail.
For life?
I don't know. They probably won't keep her. Get her the hell out of here.
Oh, man, from everything you've said.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a long time coming.
They'll go to the governor and go, Governor, please.
This is not fair to any of our workers here.
Wow. Well,
congratulations.
This is a great day for you. Dan shot me a note on my screen. He goes, here, I have to read it. Hang on here. It says, what a great day. My ex, the daughter of Satan, is in jail.
Cool and the Gang celebration playing in the background.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. You can start the music again. That's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. And I would say, how's it going, Dan? But I know it's going great. You're having a great day.
Look at that. Trouser mouse is even smiling.
He's standing straight up looking around. Yeah. Put that thing away. That's disgusting. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. They actually called Hebe and said, would you come see if you can deal with this woman? It's the only job Hebe's ever turned down. He's been in dangerous places.
I can only do so much.
He won't guard her. He said, no, no way, Jose. He said that to Jose Hernandez, by the way. Bernice is in heaven. Red Boy said he'd be happy to help Dan out with a little service he has. He could pay her a visit and take her some of his special antifreeze, what?
Cheese.
Antifreeze cheese. well, the offer's on the table if you want to think about it. And, of course, the polka music, courtesy of Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the greatest. Yeah, I agree. Brought to you by Amini's, the big copper dome. It doesn't look like anything else in Chesterfield Valley. You go down in the valley and there's this, it looks like a big spaceship landed there. Let me explain something to you folks. And I understand the people that think Amini's is just a place with a lot of really expensive stuff. That is a misconception. Here's the truth about Amini's. Amini's doesn't sell any junk. Amini's sells some of the finest merchandise. See, there are two kinds of people. There are people, and here's another thing. If you can't afford the best, the finest, I absolutely understand that. I spent a big chunk of my life not being able to afford the best of anything. We had to just... You know, our first sofa was $148 from Pearlman Furniture in Charlotte, North Carolina, Independence Boulevard. And we made payments on it at $148. We took out a one-year payment plan. So I get that. But when you get to a point where you are old enough and you've done well enough that you realize when somebody says something's expensive, that's totally different than something being worth every dollar. Let's put it this way. If you can't afford a Mercedes, you don't buy a Mercedes. But if you can afford it and you understand and appreciate what it is, then you get it. And when you drive it, you go, wow, now I see why these vehicles cost what they cost. It's like that in Amini's. We have patio furniture now from Amini's as of 2 years ago. And we finally decided, after buying and trashing and buying and trashing, we didn't trash, it trashed itself. We bought some patio furniture that was it was really beautiful wicker-looking stuff. I don't think it was even really wicker. And it just started to pop. The wicker just started to pop and break and peel. And it was no good. It was worthless. The cushions were horrible. It was very inexpensive because it was junk. Amini's won't sell junk. Now, starting Thursday, they're going to have a sale. It's going to go 5 days, Thursday through Monday. And they're calling it something like make us a reasonable offer and sale or something like that, because they have so much patio furniture and so much coming in. They really need to sell some patio furniture. And here's another thing I want you to know. Amini's left this show for several months. Somebody convinced them, some ad agency, that there was a better way to advertise. They have since fired that agency, and they're back where they belong, where they know they will get response, and where there's an audience of people, significant size number of people, that appreciate quality. And yes, our patio furniture that we have now costs more than any patio furniture we've ever bought, and I doubt that we'll ever have to buy any more. This stuff is so well made. And that's the case with everything in Amini's. So if you're ready to do it right, and in the case of this week through Monday, and I'd go in early. I'd get the jump on everybody. I know this thing's supposed to start Thursday. Going in there now and corner somebody and go, look, give me a price. Here, can we do this? Work a deal with them on some of this stuff that they are going to have to deal on to make room for the new stuff coming in. See what you can do. And I know the dates are Thursday through Monday, the 12th through the 16th. Going in there anyway. It's in the Valley. You're going to be so glad. And take time to walk through. This is one fantastic store. And pinball machines and arcade games and oriental rugs, some of the most beautiful rugs you've ever seen in your life. Theater, home theater couches and chairs, and the lighting, the upstairs whole Jaffe lighting collection. There is not another store like Amini's. And Hallmark has an expression, when you care enough to send the best, or when you're ready to buy the best, this is where you go. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com, easy website to remember, home of the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley. A listener named William sent me a terrific video clip. It's about 10 minutes, and it's the American Film Institute's 100 greatest movie quotes from 100 years of movies. And I thought, Pian, I'll have you put them on the Facebook page after the show. I'll shoot it to you.
Okay.
But I thought I'd play a few, and then you identify the movies. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, here we go. I'm not Pian. It takes me a while. Hold on. You know what? I had my mute button on.
Oh,
hang on.
That's not good. Yeah,
now, see, I'm no Pian.
Oh, boy.
I had my mute button on. Here we go. Okay.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Casablanca,
yeah.
Very good. Now, I don't have the names of the movies. I just have what you're hearing, and I have it on my screen. So I happen to know you're right on that.
Play it, Sam.
See, they never actually said play it again, Sam.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges.
We don't need
I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Now, I don't know that.
I don't remember
but
that
I
movie,
should.
But I know everybody goes, we don't have no stinking badges. Everybody says that, but I can't remember. I don't know the name of the movie.
Yeah, that's the bad part is now the ones
no,
we don't
okay,
know.
Okay, here, here's the next one.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Rosebud.
Now, that was two movies, I think.
Oh, Rosebud. That was...
Rosebud was that stupid Citizen Kane.
Yes.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't
everybody,
get past that.
Oh, my goodness, it's horrible.
The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Now, that's one of those famous old-time actresses.
Oh, that's
I have no
like,
idea. I don't
wait
know.
Wait a minute. That's like Joan Crawford or...
Yeah, that era. But
no,
I don't
know. What's... oh, my God. I can see her face.
Gloria Swanson?
No, no.
We're not old enough. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're kids. We're just kids.
Listen to them. Children of the night.
Oh, that's Dracula. Bram Stoker, isn't it?
What music. Hey.
Not Bram Stoker. I think it's the old original Dracula.
Oh, Animal House.
Animal House.
Yeah.
You're right.
I feel the need for speed.
That's a Top Gun.
Very good, Dan. Top Gun.
I'm the king of the world!
I'm the king of the world.
Is that
Titanic?
Titanic, yeah. Right.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Now, I just saw this clip.
I've never heard of that.
on some show last week, and it's an old black and white movie. I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. Huh. She's an old actress. I don't know the movie.
Bond. James Bond.
Now, that one has me stumped. Okay, hang on.
The Avengers.
Yeah, now, that one has me stumped. Now, what he said was Bond, James Bond. For the life of me, I cannot remember what movie that was.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know either.
Was it Superman?
It could have been.
Bond, James Bond. Untouchables.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
We'll think of it. We'll come up with it later.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas.
How he got my pajamas, I don't know.
Is that Duck Soup?
Was it Duck Soup?
I think so. But that was Groucho Marx. But,
right.
But he did did that line on Comedy Theater. It was on Saturday night.
What did you just do with your voice?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was doing the cigar in the hand.
Yeah, I know. You have to when you do Groucho Marx.
I can tell you something. I'm not quite old enough to really know much about Groucho Marx, but if you go back and look at those shows, You Bet Your Life, my goodness, those are funny.
Yeah.
He was really funny, and he always looked like a dirty old man to me.
Oh, he did.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think he was. I think he really was.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Purely elementary.
Oh, no.
Okay, Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty Killed the Beast.
I have no idea what that
was. Huh. Beauty that killed the Beast.
Old black and white movie.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
All right, you should know that.
God is my witness.
I'll never be hungry again. Oh. Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara.
I've never seen that movie.
No, I haven't.
Hold on. You've never seen Gone with the Wind?
Well,
do yourself
a
favor. Don't watch it.
I know, exactly.
I never have either.
No, don't watch it. You'll be bored to death. It's too long.
I've watched parts of Gone with the Wind, and I could not get through it. Citizen Kane, I tried to watch a little.
You've seen everything you need to see. I'm sorry. But Gone with the Wind, it's just so over the top and dramatic. All right, this one, you have to know.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Yes, Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Okay, martini, shaken, not stirred. Now, I think that's that same guy that did that Bond, James Bond thing, and I can't remember who it is. How about this one?
The census taker once tried to test me.
Silence of the Lambs.
Very good, Peon. Mm-hmm. And all you heard was the census taker once tried to test me.
He ate his liver with some fava beans
and a nice candy.
Nice candy.
Silent Green is people!
Oh, man.
Charlton Heston. People. Yeah, that's...
Planet of the Apes?
No. It was Soylent Green is People. That was Soylent Green.
You know, I never saw that.
The name of the movie.
But I never saw it. All right, get this one.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, is that Platoon or...
I think it's Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now,
and
that's
I
it.
I think that's Robert Duvall.
My mom always said...
Now, this one, boy, this is a stumper here.
That's a Gumper?
What?
It's a Gumper. He said it's a stumper.
Oh.
I think that's James Bond. Mom always said life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, William, thank you for sending me that. That is so much fun. And I'll have Peon. I'll shoot it by tonight, or certainly by the showtime tomorrow. It's 100 of the greatest lines over the last 100 years in the movie business, according to the American Film Institute. I think if you're a baby boomer...
Oh, Betty Grable. Was it Betty Grable?
I don't know, man. I just have the video and the audio. I don't have the answers. I don't know who it was.
He thought you had it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know, you could do that for an hour. Was it Betty Davis? No.
Lana Turner?
Yeah.
It was Betty Davis. That was...
No, I don't think so. Let's just move
Let it
on.
Go, man.
Yeah. Let it go, Dan.
It's gone.
If you're a baby boomer, every once in a while, you just stop and you go, what has happened to the world? I mean, really, what has happened? I look at this Bruce Jenner thing. And then Peon shares with me a story he found. I'm not making this up. This guy over in Great Britain is having a hysterectomy. This is not a joke. He's a guy, and they didn't know. He's 37, and they just found out from an MRI he has external male genitalia, but he also has a womb.
Whoa. Ooh.
Now, remember the guy who was really a woman, but he became a man and he got pregnant. And he said, I'm the first pregnant man. But he really wasn't because he was born a woman and he had a vagina and blah, blah, blah. And he was pregnant. This is actually a case where a guy, and it says in the article, could have very possibly gotten pregnant because he had uterus, womb, ovaries internally, but he had a wiener. I'm not kidding. This guy could have been pregnant, but he can't now because he had a hysterectomy. How weird is that?
Man, yeah, he would be so wealthy if he...
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What is he thinking with the hysterectomy? I'd hold that off and go, wait a minute, get TMZ in here, and let's get a reality show of me giving birth, the first man to give birth. They said that this is not the only time this has happened, but in every other case, they find it when in little babies, they can tell... For some reason, nobody had any knowledge of this until he had this MRI done. And there's a name for it. It's DSD, Differences of Sex Development. And they say what they have is intersex bodies, where internally you're one, you know, you're a female, but externally you're... What a bizarre... Like I said, what's happened in the world? And then there's the Trivago guy. Now, Pia and I have talked about this guy before. This is a guy on these TV commercials. Trivago is a website you go to find hotel rooms.
Right.
Where did they come up with this homeless-looking guy? This guy is the weirdest-looking guy.
But in the newer ones,
But they're still also running the old
ones. The old ones, too, yes. But in the newer ones, he's dressed different. His hair's cut different. They
tried to clean him up.
Yeah, they did.
He's just a weird-looking guy, and I don't know how to tell you. He's not ugly. He's better looking than I am, but there's something weird about this guy, the Trivago guy. Now, Peon and I agree, maybe the best show on TV is a CBS Sunday Morning. Did you see J.T. Simmons? Is that his name, or J.K. Simmons, or whatever he's called?
I did not watch this week's yet.
Wow, what a great interview. This is the guy who stars in Whiplash. He's the guy on the Farmers, We Are Farmers, the bald-headed guy. He's been in a million things, yet nobody has really known his name until now. And if you get a chance to see Whiplash, you'll see why. What a movie, and what a performance. And I loved when the interviewer said, you're a character actor. You've been in... dozens of TV shows. Oh, he was also in Oz, the prison show on Showtime or whatever. And they said, you're called a character actor. What do you think that actually means? And I loved his answer. He said, it means you're not very good looking. And you know what? He's kind of right, because character actors are generally not really great looking guys, or they'd be leading men, except for... I would say the exception would have been, oh my goodness, what was the guy, Richard Crenna.
Oh,
remember him? He was a character actor, but he really wasn't. He was a really good looking guy, but he never was a big major, you know what I'm saying, like a George Clooney star. He was
about Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, well, he's good. Yeah, he's good looking.
Yeah.
Well, he's another good example of a character actor who's not good looking. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, I didn't share with you, and I think I should. I'm not making this up. Report that I heard on the newscast this morning, and they just released the findings. This is not a joke. It said kids who drink energy drinks tend to be hyperactive.
What?
They spent money. If they consume lots of Red Bull or Monster, if they drink a lot of this stuff, they tend to be hyperactive. Whew! I didn't know.
Glad they did that research.
See that coming. All right, now this takes place, this joke takes place in heaven. And what happens in heaven, at least in this joke, is every day when people die, the people that died that day are all brought into a reception area in heaven. So this is the day's count of dead people who died this day. And on this particular day, God greets everybody. And he says, I want the men here to form two lines. I want one line for the men who were heads of their households, truly the head of the household. And I want, in the other line, men who were dominated by their wives. So the men get in line. And then he turns to the women and he says, I'd like to ask all of you, ladies, to go with St. Peter through those giant double doors. He will escort you out. And so thousands and thousands of women all exit the room. Now what you have left are just the men. The men who've been told to form two lines. One for the men who were heads of the household, and the other line dominated by women. The line of men who lined up in the line that were dominated by women was 100 miles long. What you got to understand, this is a day's worth of deaths around the world. The line that was designated as the point for men to line up who were truly heads of the households had one man standing in it. Again, line of men dominated by their wives, 100 miles long. Line of men who were the heads of the household. And God says, you know, in the Bible, I thought I made it very clear. The man was the master of the domain, head of the household. Yet look at you, who should all be ashamed of yourselves. I created you to be head of your households. You have been disobedient. You have not fulfilled your purpose as men. Only one of you is in the line of the men who ran the household. And he looked at that guy and says, and how is it? How is it you're the only one? The guy says to God, he says, well, he says, my wife told me to stand here.
All right, here's a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things a little bit more congested on westbound 40 now from Kings Highway through McCausland, then from Highway 270 out through 141. Southbound 270 is slowing from Page down through Ladue. Good run after that through 55. We have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 170 from Olive down through Ladue, Forest Parkway area, and then it opens up to Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, slowing Jefferson to the Poplar. Northbound 170, you have stop-and-go traffic from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. And eastbound 270, you're just congested now between east of McDonald and 170. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's kind of like a leisurely breakfast
with a side of serious fun.
So let's get right to it, shall we?
McGraw in the Morning, along with Kelly Jackson.
Weekdays beginning at 6 a.m.
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
You've heard about it over and over.
Now it's time to act.
Do what hundreds of KTRS listeners have already done.
Lose up to 30 pounds in just 23 days with the Fast Track program at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
The plan includes a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bridget Prosfeld,
a medically prescribed appetite control plan that's tailored to your lifestyle,
and a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option, too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessments, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I got some positive news for you. You've heard me talk about the bagel loan from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Well, from the time that we first started discussing it, Stewart has saved our listeners tens of thousands of dollars on their home loans. It's so easy. If you owe $175,000 or more on your home loan, this can save you substantial money and with no closing costs at all. Why give that money to a finance company? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. But listen, it's a government-based program, and it could be pulled at any time. Call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Call him now, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo, April 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. Ron, why should a business have a booth at the show?
Well, the show is designed to help businesses of all sizes meet key decision makers and grow their businesses. We've had one exhibitor gain a $1 million contract at the show. It meant 20 new jobs for the business.
Really?
There is no other way a company can make this amount of quality contacts in just one day.
Are there certain types of businesses that have more success at the show?
We have businesses of all types and sizes exhibit at the show, from nonprofits to for-profits. The show is ideal for any company that's looking for more sales and needs to build its sales pipeline.
Oh, well, tell me how a company signs up.
We've still got some booths available, but space is limited.
Okay.
Reserve your space today. Call 314-569-0076 or visit stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
What was that website again?
stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Valentine's Day is this week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase, plus a box of gourmet chocolates for just $29.99. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6262.
Check out the Carnival Cruise Giveaways. On February 28th, you could win one of 3 Caribbean vacations or free slot play. Earn entries every day in February. Argosy Casino Alton.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialist for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Food's new dining website, BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
All right, let's hit it. Let's head to Southern California. Mike Evans standing by. I doubt that he was at the Grammys last night. He had a little sciatica issue, I think. We'll find out. I think he would have said it if he was headed that way. He, of course, is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. If you've never had the wonderful experience of either one of these, please do yourself a favor. And don't forget about gift cards. There's nobody who doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You were not there, I take it.
No, I still got this back problem, but it's getting better. It is getting better.
Okay.
Today's the first day I was actually out of the house.
Yeah, good.
I just got in the car, went to the store, and walked about a half a mile. All right, pop quiz question. Name the name of the super hot hottie who rides a Harley. Is a gourmet cook, single-digit handicap golfer, and her best friend's Lizzie Lohan. Is it Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Charlize Theron, Carrie Underwood?
Whoa.
You know, I watched the Grammys. I got to tell you what, I think I like this Pharrell and Common and Prince stopping their song and doing this hands up thing in tribute to Michael Brown. You know,
well,
last time
goodness,
I checked and read
that.
Through the Missouri Bureau of Investigation, the official investigation they made public, nobody really ever saw him raise his hands.
Glad I didn't see that. I'm so glad I didn't see that.
Prince said something too. He Prince said Black Lives Matter too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. As you know, Brian Williams has taken himself off the NBC Nightly News, and here is the absolute latest, so we're all brought up on the same page together. Williams lied about being shot down in that helicopter in Iraq. He said that he crawled through a burning home to save a puppy when he was a teenage volunteer firefighter. We find that's a lie. He is also says that he is so committed. He once said he was so committed to his viewers that he left his dying friend never to see him again in the hospital to go back to the TV station to tell America about Princess Di's automobile accident. Found out there was no friend. That was a lie.
Oh,
said
man.
That a gang of bloods tried to kill him. That was a lie.
Whoa.
He also said 5 years before that he was buying a Christmas tree in a good part of New York City and he was held up. People in the neighborhood said that's impossible. That was a lie. He swore he saw a body floating down the street at his hotel room from his hotel room in New Orleans during Katrina. Big lie. He told Tom Brokaw that he saw a Katrina victim commit suicide. That was a lie.
Hmm.
And now there's going to be more lies coming out for his coverage of the 2010 Haiti earthquake. You know, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. $200 million he makes NBC. With the nightly news number one in the country, but
you know, Mike,
he doesn't survive this.
Mike, Tom Brokaw told me he's not surprised at this.
Well, you should have recorded that.
I did. I'll play part of it. I spoke with Tom earlier by satellite. I said, Tom, I hear you really. This doesn't surprise you. You didn't think Brian Williams. Well, he's no Tom Brokaw, but you suspected something funny. Here's a little bit of what Brokaw said.
That's Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I always thought that Brian Williams was full of crap. All his stories were fabricated and stuff.
Wow.
This is Tom Brokaw. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Wow. So, some people say he's the new Lance Armstrong.
Wow, he has some issues. It's like he's a pathological liar with everything. Man, it's
Lester
crazy.
Holt, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric all could replace him. I don't see any way he survives this, do you?
No, not with this many things. And I actually heard somebody had a pretty good spin on it. They said sometimes there are people that being news anchors not enough. They want to be a hero. They want to be thought of as a patriot. And so they do these things to extend their fame. And I guess that's what happened here. But if it were just one, it'd be one thing. But, man, puppies and, this is not good. I don't see how he could go back. I know he says he's temporarily stepped down. I don't think he'll come back.
Yeah, by the way, his Thursday appearance on Letterman's been canceled.
No surprise there.
No surprise.
Hey, when's the Diane Sawyer Jenner thing supposed to happen?
That's going to happen March 6th, I think.
I'll be in front of the TV for that one.
Yeah, you bet. The reason why that nutty 27-year-old woman wanted to marry Charles Manson, and the reason that Charles Manson has called off the wedding. Manson found out that she had planned to take custody of Manson's body when he died, have it stuffed, and have a house of horrors built in San Francisco to display his body.
I think that's a great idea.
Manson found out about it and canceled the whole wedding.
Manson, he just can't catch a break.
No.
Is that unbelievable?
I think
how about Manson being the most sane person in the relationship?
Yeah. Boy, that is funny.
See, that was her whole plan. She had told her brother, and her brother told Manson.
Wow.
And they found out the mother said, yeah, that's what she was going to do.
That's great.
Have you mummified, stuffed, and put you out on exhibit.
Poor Charles. He didn't deserve that.
Oh, what did Charlie ever kill?
Yeah,
people?
That's right.
Dayton history, February 9th, 1964. The Beatles made their first American television appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
I have that recording, right? I'll play it for you. Right here, youngsters, right here from Great Britain. Here are the Beatles.
Wow.
Okay, that was Ed Sullivan. You youngsters out there.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
They did three appearances on Sullivan. An instant pop quiz question. Come within $10,000, how much they made for each one of those appearances.
My guess 10, is 50.
75.
Yeah, I would say 60.
10,000 is the exact amount.
Ooh, cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap, huh?
And finally.
I got canceled checks from Sonny and Cher for $100. They used to work for me.
Stop it.
I do.
And finally.
She's a golfer. She is a gourmet cook. She rides a Harley. She also graduated high school when she was 16 years old. Is it Charlize Theron, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Carrie Underwood?
Charlize.
I'll say Jessica Alba.
I'm going to have to go. Charlize has got a little edge to her. I'll say Charlize Theron.
She also has a health product company that was just evaluated at $1 billion.
Whoa.
Jessica Alba.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm Mike Kevin and Holiday.
Wow.
My daughter-in-law looks just like her. I'm not kidding. Looks just like Jessica Alba. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, recovering nicely from sciatica pain, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other, two fantastic places. And make your reservations for Annie Gunn's. You'll need them. Both closed on Monday, which, what do you know, would be today. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com. I like the fact that, and I can't get too specific here, but there's a mortgage company that was running commercials, and I noticed a while back they were saying something that I knew wasn't true. And Peon knows specifically what I'm talking about, and they've since had to change that commercial and state it differently. They were making a claim that wasn't true. That's all I'll say about that. I don't believe American Equity Mortgage has ever had to do anything like that because their message is very simple. They're not copying anybody or making any claims they can't back up. They are American Equity Mortgage. And everybody else is just a mortgage company, I guess, that would love to be able to say they're that big or they are that successful or they've been around that long. They'll help you get a home. That's what they're in the mortgage business for. And they'll, if you own a home, help you borrow money, smart money, to pay off bad loans, like credit card debt that you just can't seem to ever get paid off. Their website is easy. It's AmericanEquity.com, and their phone number is one you don't want to mess up, or you may end up calling somebody that deliberately picked a similar number to try to confuse you. Here it is, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things winding down quite well. We're just a little bit slow on westbound 40 between the Science Center and McCausland, 270 and Mason. You've thinned out on southbound 270. Northbound 170 is just off the pace between 70 and Airport Road. And downtown, no delays approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who help make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson.
The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Take your shot at $1 million or other cash and prizes during the Million Dollar Deal every Friday in February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tomorrow, Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers roll into Columbia. Not our Columbia, but the other Columbia. The one in South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks.
Bang! You buried it.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We condemn any kind of terrorism.
Leaders in St. Louis's Bosnian community speak out against terrorism after three St. Louisans are charged in federal court. Their message to the St. Louis area.
More than two dozen Radio Shack stores in St. Louis are closing. How to find out if one is near you.
Sure, we haven't seen all that much snow or ice this winter season, but you'll be surprised at the effect that's having on our area roadways.
First on Fox, members of the Bosnian community are vehemently denouncing any individual who supports terrorists.
This after six Bosnians living in the U.S., including three in the St. Louis area, were charged with supporting